It's time for Stargazer. Our weekly look at what's happening in our island skies and also what's happening in the world of astronomy. As usual, we turn to Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have for us?
Hey, Dave, it's good to be here. For this week's stargazers, Venus and Mars continue their descent into the western horizon. Mars will set at 8 p.m., followed by Venus around about 8:40 p.m. Jupiter will also be visible in the eastern sky as soon as the sun sets, while Saturn will rise around 11 p.m. Now, our moon this week is moving into its new moon phase. And as the week goes on, we can expect our skies to be dark and star-filled.
Now, one of the planets that Christopher mentioned, we have not had a feature on in a little while, and we actually have some news about a return to Jupiter.
That's right. This week, we have wet Jovian moons. The Hubble Space Telescope has been used to detect evidence of an ocean on Jupiter's moon, Ganymede. Ganymede is larger than our own moon, but not quite as big as the Earth. The ocean lying beneath the icy crust of Ganymede is thought to contain more water than all of Earth's oceans combined.
That's a lot of water.
It sure is.
And so how deep is the ocean there?
Well, we think the ocean on Ganymede is around 60 miles deep. That's around 10 times deeper than the oceans on the Earth. It's also thought to be salty, which is a good sign for any potential life that might exist there.
So how does the Hubble factor into this? I thought that was like a distant galaxy search, not so much about water.
Well, Hubble is famous for its observations of distant galaxies, nebula, all that sort of thing. But it also conducts observations close to home. The Hubble team were able to observe movements in the auroras on Ganymede. This movement led researchers to conclude that beneath the surface of Ganymede, there must be considerable amounts of water.
What makes the aurora an indicator?
Well, auroras occur when a planet or moon has a magnetic field, just like the Earth. Changes in the magnetic field can be used to detect water.
And this is real salty water, huh?
We think so.
So is this tool going to be valuable in finding water in more distant places?
It sure is. It is totally possible that we could use this technique to find water on distant alien worlds. In fact, scientists will use the data collected by Hubble this time round to assist them when looking at distant planets in the future. Right now, though, the solar system is where it's at. Who knows what we will find in the oceans of the moons of Jupiter?
Better bring our fishing poles.
And your sea monkeys.
Christopher Phillips, Mauna Kea Astronomy Outreach Committee, thank you for this report.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next time for Stargazer.